This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The bleak milestone comes amid a monumental but uneven effort to vaccinate people against the coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says health systems around the world are being pushed to the breaking point.
Health workers are exhausted. Health systems are stretched, and we're seeing supplies of oxygen run dangerously low in some countries.
Some countries are seeing real hope of vanquishing outbreaks. In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots. But elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. Several European countries are complaining of receiving significantly fewer doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine than they expected. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the reason is a retool of Pfizer's manufacturing capacity.
An official with Pfizer Denmark says the temporary reduction will affect all European countries. To meet a new 2 billion dose target, Pfizer is upscaling production at its Belgian plant. Germany's health ministry says Pfizer had informed the European Commission, which is responsible for ordering vaccines from the company, that it won't now be able to fulfil all of the promised deliveries in the coming 3 to 4 weeks. Officials regret the announcement, because the company had made binding commitments for mid-February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.